Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we gather with open hearts, seeking the divine wisdom that guides our journey. In a world filled with distractions and detours, it's crucial for us to discern whether we are on the right path. As we embark on this spiritual exploration, let us open our minds to the signs that God graciously provides, indicating we are walking in His intended direction. So what does it mean to be on the right path in our faith journey? It signifies aligning our steps with God's will, living in accordance with His teachings, and finding purpose in His divine plan. As we navigate the complexities of life, God, in His infinite grace, offers us signs to reassure us that we are headed in the right direction. So, stay with me to find out whether you are on the right path or not. And do not forget to leave your comment. With Amen, may God bless you and those around you. Now let us delve deeper into the first sign that God is saying you are on the right path, the profound gift of inner peace. In a world that often feels chaotic and tumultuous, finding a tranquil center within our hearts is not merely a coincidence, but a divine assurance from our Creator. Inner peace is not the absence of challenges or hardships, but rather a serene confidence that, despite the storms, God is in control. Think of moments in your life when, amid the chaos, you inexplicably felt a calm settle over you, a peace that surpassed understanding. It is during these times that God's comforting hand is upon you. Remember the story of Jesus calming the storm, Mark 4:35. 41. In the midst of a raging tempest, Jesus slept peacefully in the boat, demonstrating complete trust in His Father's plan. When the disciples, terrified by the storm, woke Him, Jesus spoke to the wind and the waves, bringing about a great calm. This miracle is a powerful illustration of the peace that God can impart in the midst of life storms. Moreover, the Apostle Paul, despite facing numerous trials, experienced this inner peace that transcends circumstances. In Philippians 4:7, he writes, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Paul's life serves as a testament to the transformative power of God's peace, sustaining him through imprisonment, persecution, and adversity. Reflect on those moments of inner peace in your own life. Was it during a challenging decision, a period of grief, or a time of uncertainty? These instances serve as divine markers, indicating that God's guidance is leading you on the right path. As we journey through life, let us actively seek this inner peace through prayer, surrender, and trust in our Heavenly Father. In times of turmoil, turn to Philippians 4:6-7 as a guide. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Beloved, the second sign. The confirmation found in God's Word. The Bible is not merely a collection of ancient texts, but a living, breathing testament to God's love and guidance for His children. In the journey of faith, God often speaks to us through His Word, providing clarity and confirmation for the paths we tread. Think of the Scriptures as a divine roadmap, guiding us through life's twists and turns. The psalmist beautifully captures the essence of God's word in Psalm 119:105. Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. In your own life, pay attention to moments when a particular verse or passage resonates deeply with your circumstances. It may be a timely word of encouragement, guidance, or reassurance. This is not a mere coincidence, but a divine confirmation that you are on the right path. When facing decisions, turn to Proverbs 3:5-6, which says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight." The alignment of your decisions with the timeless truths of Scripture is a powerful indicator that God is directing your steps. As we face...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's the complexities of life. Let us immerse ourselves in God's Word. Seek His guidance through daily reading, meditation, and prayer. The Bible is not just a book. It is a living testament to God's unchanging character and His desire to lead us on the right path. Now, let us explore the third sign, the presence of fruitful acts of love in your life. Love is the very essence of God's character, and when we are walking in alignment with His will, our lives bear the beautiful fruit of love in abundance. Jesus taught us in John 13:35, "By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Our actions, motivated by genuine love and compassion, become powerful testimonies of God's presence and guidance in our lives. Consider the parable of the Good Samaritan in Luke 10:25-37. Despite the cultural and religious differences between the Samaritan and the wounded man, the Samaritan's compassionate actions exemplify the kind of love that transcends boundaries and expectations. This story illustrates how acts of love, no matter how small, have the power to transform lives and reflect God's heart for humanity. Reflect on your own life and the ways in which you have shown love to others. It may be through acts of kindness, generosity, forgiveness, or simply being present for someone in need. These acts of love, when done with sincerity and humility, bear witness to the transformative work of God in your life. Furthermore, Galatians 5:22-23 reminds us of the fruit of the Spirit, which includes love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. When these fruits are evident in our lives, it is a clear indication that we are walking in step with the Spirit and following the right path. My dear friends, as we strive to live lives characterized by love, let us draw inspiration from 1 Corinthians 13:4-7, which describes love as patient, kind, not envious, not boastful, not proud, not dishonoring others, not self-seeking, not easily angered, keeping no record of wrongs, rejoicing in truth, protecting, trusting, hoping, and persevering. May our lives be a living testimony of God's love, confirming that we are indeed on the right path. So, as we continue our exploration of the signs that God is saying you are on the right path, let us delve into the fourth sign, the confirmation through others. God often uses the people around us to affirm His guidance and to provide encouragement and counsel as we navigate our faith journey. In the tapestry of life, our fellow believers play a significant role in confirming God's direction. Proverbs 11:14 states, "Where there is no guidance, a people falls, but in an abundance of counselors, there is safety." God, in His wisdom, places people in our lives who can offer valuable insights and perspectives, acting as instruments of His confirmation. Think about moments in your life when others have spoken words of affirmation, encouragement, or guidance. It may be a friend, a mentor, or a fellow believer who, under the influence of the Holy Spirit, has confirmed the direction you are heading. These affirmations are not to be taken lightly. They are God's way of using His people to assure you that you are on the right path. However, discernment is crucial. Seek counsel from those who are rooted in their faith, wise in their decisions, and committed to God's word. Proverbs 15:22. Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Surround yourself with a community of believers who can offer godly wisdom and discernment. Beloved friends, in times of uncertainty, turn to the body of Christ for support. Share your thoughts. Seek advice and be open to the guidance that God may provide through the words and actions of those around you. Remember, God often speaks through His people, confirming His will and reassuring you that you are indeed on the right path. My friends, the fifth sign that God is saying you are on the right path, the presence of persistent godly desires within your heart. God has planted within each of us unique passions and desires that, when aligned with His purpose, become powerful indicators that we are walking in His intended direction. Psalm 37:4 declares, "Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart." This verse does not promise that God will fulfill every fleeting whim or worldly desire, but assures us that, as we delight in Him, our desires will be shaped by His will. Reflect on your own life and the desires that have persisted over time. Are there long-standing aspirations that align with God's kingdom and glorify Him? These persistent godly desires are not coincidences. They are God's way of directing your attention to the path He has set before you. It's important to note that these desires are often accompanied by a sense of responsibility and a recognition of the impact they can have on others. Your persistent godly desires should contribute to the flourishing of God's kingdom and the well-being of those around you. Additionally, godly desires may be refined over time. What once may have seemed like a vague inclination could evolve into a clearer understanding of how God intends to use your unique gifts and passions for His glory. My friends, pay attention to the desires that persist in your heart. Seek God's guidance and wisdom through prayer, asking Him to clarify and refine these desires according to His will. Philippians 2:13 assures us, "For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill His good purpose." My friends, the sixth sign, the confirmation through doors opening. God often directs our steps by opening or closing doors along our journey. Paying attention to these opportunities and obstacles can provide valuable insights into whether you are on the path He has ordained for you. Revelation 3:8 speaks to the concept of open doors. "I know your deeds. See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. I know that you have little strength, yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name." In this passage, the open door symbolizes opportunities and avenues for service and impact that God graciously provides. Look at the experiences of the Apostle Paul in Acts 16:6-10. As Paul and his companions sought to proclaim the gospel in different regions, the Holy Spirit prevented them from going to certain places. However, in a vision, Paul saw a man from Macedonia urging them to come and help. Recognizing this as a divine call, they set out for Macedonia, where God opened doors for the gospel to be preached and a church to be established. So, reflect on your own life and the doors that have opened or closed along your journey. These can manifest in various ways, job opportunities, relationships, or unexpected circumstances. When doors open effortlessly and align with your godly desires, it is a strong indication that God is leading you on the right path. Likewise, closed doors may signal God's protection or redirection. Just because a door closes does not mean defeat. Rather, it may be God guiding you away from something that doesn't align with His plan. Trust in His sovereignty, knowing that closed doors are as purposeful as open ones. When faced with decisions, seek God's guidance and be attentive to the doors He opens or closes. Proverbs 16:9 reminds us, "In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps." Surrender your plans to Him and be open to the divine opportunities that He presents. May you be attuned to the doors God opens, trusting that His guidance is always present, leading you on the right path toward His purpose for your life. As we continue our message, through the signs that God is saying you are on the right path, let's explore the seventh sign, the confirmation through unshakable convictions. When God is guiding you on the right path, you will experience a deep and unwavering sense of conviction about the decisions you make and the direction you are heading. In the face of challenges, doubts, and external pressures, your convictions grounded in faith will stand firm as a testament to the divine guidance you're receiving. Romans 14:5 encourages us, "Each person should be fully convinced in their own mind." When your convictions align with God's word and His leading, they become a source of strength and assurance. Reflect on your own life and the convictions that guide your decisions. These convictions may relate to your values, principles, or commitments to live according to God's word. When your convictions are rooted in biblical truth and reflect the character of God, they serve as a confirmation that you are on the right path. Unshakable convictions also empower you to stand against the prevailing currents of the world. As the Apostle Paul wrote in Ephesians 6:13, "Therefore put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground." Your convictions, fortified by the armor of God, equip you to navigate challenges with resilience and steadfastness. Beloved friends, while holding firm to your convictions, remain open to the Holy Spirit's leading and be willing to adjust your course if God prompts you to do so. Proverbs 3:6 reminds us, "In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your path straight." May your conviction be a beacon of light, confirming that you are on the right path, guided by the unchanging truth of God's word. My friends, as we approach the culmination of our exploration into the signs that God is saying you are on the right path, let's delve into the eighth sign, the presence of overflowing peace and joy. When you are aligned with God's will and walking the path He has laid out for you, an abiding sense of peace and joy becomes a manifestation of His guidance in your life. The Bible assures us in Romans 15:13, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." God desires His children to experience a deep and enduring sense of peace and joy that transcends circumstances. Consider the words of Jesus in John 15:11. "I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete." Jesus promises a completeness of joy that goes beyond momentary happiness, rooted in our connection to Him and His purpose for our lives. Remember the moments in your life when you have felt an overwhelming peace and joy that surpasses understanding. These experiences are not contingent on external factors, but are rooted in your relationship with God and His guidance in your life. Furthermore, Galatians 5:22-23 highlights joy as one of the fruits of the Spirit. When you are walking in step with the Spirit, allowing God to guide your steps, His joy becomes a natural outpouring in your life. This joy is not dependent on external circumstances, but is anchored in the unchanging character of God. So, beloved friends, pay attention to the state of your heart. Are you experiencing a peace that guards your heart and a joy that sustains you through challenges? These are not just emotions, but indicators of God's presence and affirmation that you are on the right path. In times of uncertainty, turn to God in prayer and seek His peace that surpasses understanding. Philippians 4:6-7. Embrace the joy that comes from knowing you are walking in obedience to His will. May your life be marked by the overflowing peace and joy that come from following the right path, trusting in God's guidance and surrendering to His perfect plan. As we conclude the message today, remember that God's guidance is ever present. He delights in leading us toward blessings, fulfillment, and a deeper relationship with Him. Take time to reflect on these signs in your own life, trusting that God's love will continue to guide you on the right path. May your journey be marked by the assurance that you are walking hand in hand with the Almighty.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.